That's the reason we started Viom. We didn't say we can eliminate chronic diseases. What did we say? We can make chronic disease simply a matter of choice, not a matter of bad luck.
Welcome to the new podcast series for the Global Wellness Summit, recorded live during our 2019 summit at the Grand Hyatt Singapore. I'm Kim Marshall. So if you're guessing what diet you should be on, keto, paleo, vegan, or just something you made up, you've come to the right place. Have you heard all the buzz around the microbiome? Join us as we talk to Naveen Jain, founder of Viome, a company that does gut biome testing for weight loss and health. Did you know that there are 40 trillion microbes in your gut, and they produce millions of genes? But according to pioneering health zealot Naveen, we've not just been ignoring them, but actually waging a war against them for decades. That's just one of the incredible insights we learned from our conversation with the founder of Viome, who believes that we can make illness elective by just adjusting our diets to avoid disease. And he believes that if the healthcare industry won't change a broken system, it's up to entrepreneurs and free thinkers to do it. He doesn't call this his passion. It's his obsession. First, let me introduce you to Dr. Shaniqua Fleming, another expert collaborating with the Carillon Miami Wellness Resort. Shaniqua is an executive coach.
If you really just looked at Maslow's hierarchy of needs at its very basic level, it's about safety and security. And a lot of times when those things are, when we're stressed or we are feeling like we're not connected, it's because in some way or another, we're not feeling safe or we're not feeling like we belong.
Later on, Shaniqua is going to explain why financial and career wellness is just as vital as our physical well-being. But now we're kicking things back to Naveen Jain, whose energy is so inspiring. He can make you believe we can all change the world. NJ, what I want to say to you is, number one, I have enjoyed getting to know you online. You've been proselytizing. You're so enthusiastic. Why is Viome your passion?
To me, it's not about the passion. It's really about the obsession. Passion is for losers, right? The losers have passion. Like, you know, collecting stamps is my passion.
Yeah.
Collecting the rocks from the, you know, space is my passion.
Right.
My obsession is to wake up in the morning and think about what can you do that can create a world where being sick is a choice. Now, that's the kind of obsession you can live with.
Elective illness, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those of us out here who might be listening to this podcast and walking their dog or on the stair climber, driving a car, let's start with the basics. Mm-hmm. Tell us what a biome is.
Well, so first of all, we as humans somehow think that our genes are our destiny. It turns out the genes that we get from mom and dad, they only produce about 22,000 genes. And the 40 trillion microbes in
our
gut.
Write that down, Nina. Right,
and that's literally all the humans combined on 5,000 Earth, these organisms live inside our gut and they produce somewhere between 2 million to 20 million genes. That means at best, we are 1% human. And what we have not realized is somehow we have completely ignored them. And not only we have ignored them, we have waged the war against them. The viruses and the bacteria are our enemy. What we don't realize is our mom and dad give us the genes simply to be born, and these organisms are in symbiotic relationship with us. Without them, we can't thrive. So we thrive because of them. We get ill when we're not taking care of them. So
the organisms in your gut.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, microbiome.
Microbiome. So what your company Viome does is you invite people to take a test, an at-home test, to see what their specific biome readout is, you might say. Is that right?
Yeah. So basically what Viome, by the way, I've got to tell you something just before I get old here. Indians cannot pronounce the word we as in Victor. So I named the company so I can't pronounce it. So that's how it works, right? So,
okay.
So it's we as in Victor, I-O-M-E. So in case you're wondering when I say Viome, I really mean, you know, whatever that is.
Viome, I know. I know. Don't worry. However, I can't speak Hindi.
So however, what we do is understand not who your what organisms are in your gut, because that was the fallacy. People thought somehow if they understood what organisms are in our gut, we'll be able to solve the problem. As an entrepreneur, it's about asking the right question.
Right.
And the right question was, what are they producing? And we are the only company in the world that figured out how to do the RNA sequencing to figure out what these microbes are producing. And based on that, we can tell you what foods are good for you and why, what foods are you need to avoid and why. And if you follow that, we bring the balance of your gut. We actually reduce the inflammation in the gut, and the things that we used to call diseases were nothing but the symptoms of this inflammation. So just so we know, chronic inflammation causes chronic diseases.
Yeah.
Right? So if you get rid of the
itises, yeah.
So if you get rid of the inflammation, bring the body into homeostasis, the things we, you know, depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, all these cancers, every one of these heart diseases, the liver diseases, they are being caused by our gut microbiome producing the toxins rather than producing the nutrients in our body.
So our crew is nodding their head.
So here's what's really happening. We used to think that somehow taking these drugs is what actually helps us with chronic diseases. What we don't realize is the medical industrial medical system
complex
wants to keep you sick.
Because then they have something to do.
Well, think about it. Everyone makes money when you're sick, and no one makes money when you're healthy. And here's the worst part. The chronic diseases to them means lifetime subscriber. You got diabetes, ka-ching, lifetime subscriber.
Yeah.
What we believe is that not only these diseases are preventable, they're also reversible. Think about it for a second here.
I'd like to.
When you do, you know, people think about that your genes, your DNA is your destiny.
Right.
Now imagine, from the time you're born to the time you die, your DNA does not change. When you get fat, the day before you get fat and the day after you get fat, your DNA is the same.
Oh.
The day before your diabetes, day after diabetes. Day before depression, day after depression. And you can go through all these diseases. Your DNA does not change. What is really changing is the expression of these genes are constantly changing. So we are the company that measures the gene expression, not the genes. And once you understand what genes are being expressed, we look at now today at your microbiome, the gut, and now we're going to be adding such as your human gene expression, mitochondrial gene expression, your microbiome of the mouth, saliva microbiome,
right?
Oral microbiome. And here's very interesting thing. Just in the last couple of years, we have not only had hundreds of thousands of people who have taken the test. Based on their things, we can now predict, not associate, predict that you're going to have obesity, diabetes, depression, or IBS.
And that's scary.
And interestingly, we can recommend what foods to avoid and what foods to take to reverse that.
Now, Naveen, this is the most exciting thing to me about reading what you're doing, is that I live in Los Angeles and everyone there are fad dieters. Like, everybody is all of a sudden vegan, or everybody is gluten-free. They don't even know why, but it's like, oh yes, I'm just going to take gluten. And I'm like, you're an idiot. And I personally...
And by the way, they are idiot.
Yes, I know. Because what you're saying to me is that your microbiome is different than mine, than my husband's, than my mom, than
That's
my
right.
sister.
That's right.
And what you need, human, is you need a recipe for what your gut needs.
That's right.
Okay.
There is no such thing as universal healthy diet. Food that's good for one person actually may be harmful. So for me personally, I just got my test results recently. It tells me to avoid eating apple because I have an apple chlorotic leaf virus. It says don't eat spinach because I cannot digest oxalic acid in spinach.
Weird.
Don't eat broccoli and Brussels sprout because my sulfide in my gut is causing inflammation.
Oh.
And broccoli and Brussels sprout have very high amount of sulfate.
After all these years of training myself to eat all those things.
Yeah, that's my point. So sometimes just because Popeye told us to eat spinach, Popeye was not a scientist.
Now, the other thing is that, you know, you might come back and be told that something you love is actually hurting you, right? So you have to kind of change your approach. And how long does this take to affect a change in someone?
So, you know, if you change your diet, about 3 or 4 months, your gut actually changes. That means your ecosystem inside your gut is now different. And that means the things that may have been bad for you in 3 to 4 months, they may actually be okay with you. So it's literally, you have to go back and retest to see, have your production of sulfide come down so that you can eat broccoli.
So there's hope.
So there is a hope. So it's not that, you know, it's for life. So, you know, somehow people think that we invented this, you know, some brand new technology. Now, if you go back 5,000 years, so Ayurveda had that.
Yes.
But here's the best part. 2,500 years ago, a Greek doctor named Hippocrates.
I remember him.
What did he say? All diseases begin in the gut.
He did?
He did. And then he said, one man's food is another man's poison. And then he says the third thing, let food be thy medicine, let thy medicine be the food. And we think we invented this, right?
Well, it's so humble of you to say that, because this could change a lot of people's lives. Now, what sort of kickback, pushback do you get from the medical community and just people in general from these conclusions?
Well, so interesting thing is, most people intuitively get it, that when they eat certain food, it makes them feel sick. Right? So,
Or better. Yeah.
Right? So my point is, we're going, treating our body like a black box and doing trial and error and thinking somehow we found this magical formula.
With no reasoning behind it. Guesswork.
Right. Guesswork, right? And then somehow we start to use that guesswork to think, if it works for me, it works for my husband, it will work for my neighbor, it will work for everyone. And we say, oh my God, I went on a keto diet, I lost weight. And somehow the keto diet is this magical
thing.
And then, by the way, I've seen so many people who have taken the test who have went on a keto diet. They get a whole bunch of autoimmune diseases, thyroid, and
they get
almost anxiety, massive amount of anxiety. People go on paleo diet eating all these protein, and we see them destroying their gut, because when they eat all that protein, since it can't be digested in the upper intestine, it goes to your gut and they create, you know, they ferment the protein, releasing ammonia and sulfide, causing massive amount of inflammation. So to me, all these fad diets are actually what's killing us.
Oh, right? I could not agree more. I look, and so bacon, cream, and butter is what you're consuming all day today. Call a doctor. It's crazy to me.
I mean, honestly, first of all, you know, our medical system is designed to keep us sick. And I believe when pharmaceutical companies have become parasite on humanity by keeping them sick, I believe the humanity will come together to kill that parasite. And that's exactly what we're doing. We need 2 million people to come together to help us understand what is causing chronic diseases. We are well on our way right now. But if we can, all of us, everyone listening to this podcast, if they can come and join us at Wyome and join this community to get to 2 million people so we understand what's causing the chronic diseases. So
you need
we can
that
prevent
data.
Them and we reverse them. We need that data.
Interesting
thing is, I want you to know that I came to this country, came to United States with absolutely nothing. We had no food to eat in India. We had no place to stay.
What part of India are you from?
We were from northern part of India. And we didn't have any place to stay. God has been so kind to us. This is my 7th venture.
I know. I can't keep up with all the things you've done.
No, I don't need to make money. I don't need to work for a living. I work 18-hour days, 7 days a week, because I believe this problem is worth solving. If not me, then who? If not our generation, then what?
And I heard you on a podcast say that, you know, hey, if the pharmaceutical and the medical community is not going to solve this problem, then it's up to us entrepreneurial thinkers to jump in and do something.
And by the way, it is not just for us to get healthy. It is to save our children and grandchildren from suffering from these chronic diseases. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever for us to have a chronic disease. There is no reason for us to have a cancer. There is no reason for us to be sick. And only reason we are sick is because we just don't have the information. And that's the reason we started Wyome. We didn't say we can eliminate chronic diseases. What did we say? We can make chronic disease simply a matter of choice, not a matter of bad luck. We can make it optional. What that means is, I can tell you what's good for you. I can tell you what you should not do. I can tell you what's good for you. Eat that and avoid the food that are bad for you. And you say, you know what? I don't care. That's a choice.
That's a choice.
Right? And that's why I say being sick is a choice. And people get very upset when they are sick and say, you mean it's me to be blamed? I say, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right? My point is, when no one minds when I say being healthy is a choice.
Mm.
Everyone says, oh yeah, being healthy is a choice. If being healthy is a choice, don't you think being sick is a choice?
Shaniqua Fleming, Dr. Shaniqua Fleming, one of my favorite experts at Carilon because she gives practical advice. It goes beyond sore muscles and relationships, and it talks about financial and career health. So tell us how you offer those services.
A lot of times who we are and how we connect that to what we do, we want to create disconnections. But in my work and in my relationships, I help leaders understand that it's all connected. And so the financial piece really talks about the fabric. If you really just looked at Maslow's hierarchy of needs at its very basic level, it's about safety and security. And a lot of times when those things are, when we're stressed or we are feeling like we're not connected, it's because in some way or another, we're not feeling safe or we're not feeling like we belong. And in the executive space, what you really have is a very high pressured environment where people are expected to make, you know, sometimes real time decisions that really impact a lot of lives. I've worked in healthcare, doing a lot of work there, and also academia. And so you really are talking about life and death situations and some of those scenarios. And so when you can help people like really get beyond just what they feel they have to do and really connect to that sweet spot of where creativity really is birthed, which is connecting their inner self with their outer self, you get far better decisions and you get much better outcomes. And that's one of the things that I find that my clients really benefit from.
So for our listeners, you can learn more about Dr. Fleming and how she works with Carilon Miami by visiting carilonhotel.com. That's C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N hotel.com. Click on wellness and then executive coaching. What kind of reality would this be? Say you get to somebody who's 30.
Yeah.
You know, because millennials like podcasts, mm-hmm. so maybe they'll hear this. What does it cost to take one of your tests?
So it's very interesting. When I started this company, the cost was $3,000. We did the automation, brought the cost down to $1,000, then to $400, and our cost came down to $300. We brought it for $299. Our cost came down to $199. We brought it down to $199. Our cost is now $150. We sell it for $149, right? And my hope is in the next couple of months, our cost will come down to $125, and we're going to sell that for $125. We don't need to make 1 cent off this. What we need to really do is to come together to solve this problem, because humanity needs to come together. I can't do it alone. I need each one of us to do this together.
What motivated you? Did you have someone that you love? We all have lost someone to disease, whether it's cancer or Alzheimer's or whatever. What turned your heart to do this?
First of all, I started this company because I felt this was a problem worth solving. And it so happened, I lost my dad less than a year ago with pancreatic cancer. We knew the pancreatic cancer is caused by the gut microbes moving through bile duct to pancreas, shutting the immune system down, allowing the cancer to grow. I told the doctor, I want you to give the antifungal, antimicrobial directly to the pancreas. They refused to do it. He said, that's not a protocol we follow and the medical system. I saw him die. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, I can't save you, but I promise you I'm going to work hard to make sure no one else ever has to suffer through it. And that's the reason I work 18 hours days, 7 days a week, never stop, because I believe we will solve this problem.
Well, a can-do attitude has changed the world so many times. That's really what's done it. Tell me, if I'm 30 and I do your $150 test, how soon do I have to do it again to see if I can start eating whatever it is I can't eat anymore?
Sure. So it's very interesting. If the recommendations that come back are different from what you're eating, then you should do a test another 4 months to 6 months at the most, because then you want to bring this, you know, bring the ecosystem back in. So think of it like a seesaw. You have imbalance, and if you don't stop, you're going to get the imbalance the other way. So you literally, if your diet comes back to exactly that you're starting to get to the right place, then you maybe can do once a year.
Adjust.
But you can't say that, hey, like tuning your car, you tune your car at least once a year. You got to tune your body. People say, well, why do I have to do tests all the time? It's like, how often do you have to work out if you want to stay healthy?
Oh, my God.
Do you say, I'm going to work out only once a year because it's good enough?
Right. Yeah, and you know, I was a victim of this. Yeah. I heard that eating beef and pork and ham was bad. So for 20 years, I didn't do it based on nothing except I heard it was
bad.
And
by the way, it's very interesting that we see some people who don't produce. So remember, the only reason beef is bad for you is the carnitine and choline in the beef goes to your gut microbiome, it gets converted into something called TMA. The TMA gets absorbed in the blood and your liver converts them into TMAO, which is what causes the plaque, which is what causes the heart disease. If your microbes are not producing TMA, you can eat beef. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And that's the reason some people eat beef and they don't get impacted. You know, we also discovered the same food can have a very different glucose response.
Yep.
So two of us can eat the same bread. Your glucose will shot up, mine will be nothing. And we know intuitively, some people eat bread and they don't gain weight, and some people smell bread and they
gain
weight.
And look out, they swell up. Well, you know, in my case, 20 years of not eating meat products, all of a
sudden...
But
I'm a vegetarian, so it's all good.
But this is my gut. All of a sudden, I go to the doctor and she goes, oh my God, you're super anemic. Go to a hematologist. Now, that's also an oncologist. So that's kind of scary. I had 20 weeks of iron infusions. And he said to me, oh my God, you have the lowest ferritin I've ever seen in my life, 2.6. So guess what? Now I eat meat once a week because I'm like, I need my ferritin.
Yep.
But that was just a self-diagnosed silliness.
Are you also taking Nexium by any chance or any other stuff?
Nothing.
Acid blocker? Because those are things that are nasty drugs.
I never take anything.
So any of these PPI drugs are nastiest drugs. I mean, they literally kill your body, right?
Yeah.
Aspirin, all these things people are taking every day just because they think they're healthy. Ibuprofen literally makes holes in your gut.
Isn't it sad? Let alone the vodka. But okay, we won't go there. Tell me... You know, some people have asked in what I've read about what are you doing with all this data? You know, everyone wants to know about data, my private data.
Yeah, sure.
How do you answer that question?
So the first of all thing is we don't sell any data. And secondly, the data that we are is a snapshot of what is happening in your gut. Unlike the DNA, it's not something that's fixed. We cannot fingerprint. Your DNA never changes, right? So if you give your things to 23andMe or Ancestry, your DNA never changes. This is a snapshot of your gut, which is, you know, let's call it a poop, right?
Yep.
Even if somewhere... Yeah. The poop is going to be different 6 months later than it is now. So you can't match it, right? So just relax, enjoy, because what we're doing is understanding at a snapshot when you are sick, what kind of things are being produced in your enzymes are being produced in your gut that's making you sick. And that is the aggregate amount is what we need for us as humanity to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do absolutely not sell the data to anyone because we have absolutely no desire. We're not going to sell
this
data
to pharma. That's
not
the goal.
Secondly, we don't want the pharma companies to be essentially keeping us sick. We want to be in a business of getting out of this business. One day, my hope is that we understand exactly what is going on and you don't need Wyoming, that I will still die happy.
Now, what has been the thing that makes you happiest about evangelizing about Viome? What feedback have you gotten that gives you hope?
Oh my God. So there is not a day, Kim, that I don't get email from people that says, you changed my life. Just yesterday, I was speaking at an event and a woman asked a question. She said, my husband had a colorectal cancer and you changed his life.
Wow.
Right? There is not a day goes by people say, you know, my acne is completely gone. That has been there for 10 years. I used to have anxiety is gone. I used to have depression. I'm no longer suffering. And please, I want to make sure everyone listening to it, you know, these are the anecdotal things and I absolutely cannot make a claim that we diagnose any disease or we prevent or reverse any disease.
Right, right.
That's the FDA realm, right?
That's right.
But we hear from our people, they're losing weight. They're no longer taking autoimmune drugs anymore because the inflammation has come down. So I really hope that as we are doing double blind clinical trials with Mayo Clinic, with Kaiser, United Healthcare Group, NYU, UCLA, all these things, we are trying to make sure that we actually can understand why people are sick and how to use food as a medicine to prevent and reverse them.
You're just trying to make Hippocrates feel good. Now, the one thing that caught my eye is that you got an award for doing a program for women.
Yes.
Can you describe that to me?
Yeah, so we actually, you know, again, our belief has always been is stop bitching and do something about it. So we always used to say, you know, it's so unsafe for our daughter to be out there in college and, you know, being alone. You know, we kept saying, how can we go do something? Why can't someone do something about having the women's safety? I say, you know, stop complaining. Let's go launch a prize. Let's give $1 million to someone who can come up with some sensor, whether it's a ring or pendant or something that is conspicuous. And people can just use that anytime they feel unsafe. It will automatically let us parents know, let the cops know where they are. And by the way, start recording audio, video. So it's no longer about she said, he said. It's about she said and she has a proof.
Oh, well, that's kind of you. Do you have daughters?
I do have a daughter, and a wonderful daughter. She graduated from Stanford. And you know what she's doing? She cared about women, and she's now building an AI to remove the gender bias in hiring. And she, you know, our oldest son, graduated from Wharton, started a company, sold the company, and now he's doing affordable housing, affordable childcare, affordable senior care.
I wonder who their father
and
is.
And I'm telling you, seriously, our youngest one graduated from Stanford 3 months ago, and he became a Schwarzman scholar. Now he's in Beijing, actually doing exactly the same thing, becoming an entrepreneur to solve world's problem.
Aww.
So I cannot take credit because, as you know, it's the moms who always get the credit. Oh. It's the mom's microbiome.
Oh, and I love it. I was going to ask you, this is just off the topic, but, you know, autism is a plague right now. And I just read something recently where they link C-sections to autism. Why? Because going through the birth canal is gut.
Actually, more than just a C-section, it is also the autism happens. There are two things we have proven. One is mother's microbiome during pregnancy. So if they end up, unfortunately, take antibiotics or some type of thing that actually affects mother's microbiome, it has a direct correlation to autism in the kids or C-section or otherwise. In fact, they took 18 kids who had autism, and simply with the poop transplant, the fecal matter, FMT, they were able to reverse the symptom of autism. We are now doing a 300 kids trial in Pennsylvania to use the food and supplements to reverse autism. And we really hope to not only understand what causes that, but also how to reverse it in the childhood autism. And we really hope that we get the success because it is one of those epidemics.
It's an epidemic.
We have to stop.
It's crazy. Okay, our last question. We could talk all day, but why did you come here? Why do you think the Global Wellness Summit is worth your time?
So first of all, I felt this is one of the few organizations that actually believes that being sick should be a choice. It is about wellness. It's not about sickness.
Yeah.
The health care should not be about caring for health. It should be simply health. Right? And the healthcare means we help you manage the disease rather than cure a disease.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and create the true healthcare, which is to really stay in the wellness. That means prevent the diseases and reverse the diseases and never have to be sick. And we sure hope that our current medical system implodes by its own weight. And someday we can all look back and say, our generation was the generation that actually fixed this problem.
Well, sign me up. And boy, you came to the right place today. So we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
And Jay, my new friend.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this first series of podcasts from the Global Wellness Summit. Please head to globalwellnesssummit.com to learn more. And click on the Global Wellness Trends tab to see complete trend reports from the past few years. I'm Kim Marshall from Swell Public Relations, and thanks for listening.